You scared the shit out of me, nerd. What are you doing here? You work here? Ugh, of course you do. What am I doing here? My family rented this community center hall for my grandparents' anniversary. Ugh. I'm doing the speech. And in a few minutes, I want to show some pictures from my Mac, but this goddamn cord is too short. I have to give my speech behind this curtain. No one will even see me now. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's fine. I have a microphone, and the lights are going to be out anyway. Why are you looking at me like that? I thought you got what you wanted in the bathroom this week. Yeah, I remember. A blowjob for the answers to the test. We're squared up now. Now get out of here before someone spots me talking to you, loser perv. Hmm? What test? Monday? Monday morning? Oh, fuck. Really? Oh, man. With this party and shit, I haven't read any fucking history. Well, no shit, you have the answers. So what's the deal now? A hand job? What? That blowjob was a one-time offer. No repeats. Yeah, you're a real genius. Alright, yeah, I can't get a zero on that test. Duh. Look, you're freaking me right out before my big speech. All my family is here, as well as a ton of my family's friends. What do you want for the fucking answers? Go ahead, spit it out. A blowjob? Again? Right here? Now? Hello, Einstein. Speech. Me. Now. Yeah, right. You are a perv. Give you a blowjob and read my speech at the same time? How the hell would that even work? Yeah, you're a real gentleman. You're gonna hold the microphone for me. Fuck. The lights just went out. No. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, you fucking pervert. Alright, well, get it out. We'll see what happens. Just some licks or something. And keep your mouth shut. Don't get your gross jizz on my gown. Don't think I'm gonna like this, you kinky shit. This is, all sort of nasty. Did you plan this shit up all week? Okay, fucking nerd. Turn on the mic now. Thanks for the intro, Dad. Yes, there was an unexpected technical issue, but everything is fine now. That's me behind the curtain up front. I'm sorry. Ready? What an honor it is to speak at my grandparents' 40th anniversary. It's not often we get an opportunity to celebrate something like this. I think, first off, congratulations are in order. 40 years. Someday I hope I'll be able to say I've even lived that long. But to be married that long? I'm sorry. I'm getting emotional. Please excuse my voice. To actually live with another person for that length. It's remarkable. This should win a prize of some sort, shouldn't it? Kiss me. Great pleasure celebrating the commitment you have shown one another. I'm sure part of the reason Mom and Dad have such a wonderful marriage is because in this case, Mom grew up in a very loving household. Naturally, that spirit of love has been passed along to our generation. You show us that life doesn't stop at any age, and it keeps on getting better if you tackle it with energy. Even better if you're lucky enough to have a partner there to share the experience. Having said that, I'd like to propose a toast to the couple who helps show us the way. Cheers. Oh, shit, your mess is all over my gown. God. Aw, turn that mic off, you shit for brains.